you believe that the numbers of women who do well at school and in higher education has been because of, or in spite of, Europe's education system?
Oh, I think it's been because of it. I think that now they're given the opportunities that they didn't have in the past. If you look historically at the kind of education, the curriculum that was provided for girls, it was very different to that provided for boys. So I think that they are now being facilitated to develop equally with boys.
It is popularly understood, Maureen, that girls are doing better at school than boys. Is this true?
Yes, it is true overall, but it's not that simple. It's not as simple as they're doing better than boys, therefore boys, there's a problem for boys. There's a problem for some boys and there's a problem for some girls.
Do girls do better in maths and sciences if they go to single-sex schools, Maureen?
No. There's very little difference. And that's one of the myths, I think, that needs to be quashed, I think, and challenged. There's very little difference in the achievement of girls and boys, whether they're in single-sex or in co-educational schools.
So how do you explain then the fact that from 14 years onwards, it seems to be that girls' interest in science and maths seems to diminish?
Yes, I would put this down to stereotyping and to the attitude and interest in the subjects. Traditionally, mathematics and science were considered to be male students, and that perception still exists among young people. In some very recent studies, girls still have that attitude that maths, they're hard, it's for boys, and science, it's a boys, particularly physics, particularly the physical sciences. But this is a perception. This is, again, part of stereotyping. This is what they hear, they believe, the messages they get from their society.
So what do we do then?
Well, I think what we have to do is target them. I think we have to convince them. But I think, first of all, we have to convince their parents. They have the greatest influence, and rightly so, in their children. But that stereotyping and those attitudes have to be broken down. They need to be challenged.
There is evidence, Maureen, to show that more and more women hold degrees, master's qualifications and doctorates. And some believe that the presence of a growing number of educated women on the job market will soon be profound. Do you agree?
They will be there in equal numbers to men. They haven't been in the past. And isn't that exciting? And isn't it right that they should be there?
The fact that women are doing so well now in education and beginning to dominate in professions such as teaching, also in middle management, in many of the caring professions, in the communications industry as well. Doesn't that suggest that naturally there will be a correcting situation so that there won't be a need to have quotas because educational success is the basis of professional attainment?
Well, again, it's more complex than that, and it's not happening. It should be happening at a far greater rate than it is happening. You have more and more women graduating. Over 50% of graduates now from third level universities are women, and a majority of those will go into the professions. But what's happening as they go up the professions, they're not progressing at the rate they should be towards the top of those professions. And the complexity is that it is still mainly women that have responsibility for caring, for domestic responsibilities in the home, caring responsibilities, whether it's for children or adult dependents. Women still carry the majority of that burden. And there's where the complexity comes in. So while they are, yes, young women are doing very well, but as they progress, particularly when they have children, that's when the leaky pipeline, as it's called, starts to click in and they drop out. Or they're not, in many cases, they're not promoted. And if you can just look at the statistics, and you can see that at the top, the decision-making in political life, in management, senior management positions, it's still dominated by men. And if we wait for it to happen naturally, as things are at the moment, it will never happen. It will take hundreds of years for women to gain the same level of achievement in their professions as men.